The bony-tailed chub. It's the rarest species of fish in Utah, and it's been rearing its young in the Stewart Lake near Jensen. Researchers hope it can eventually be removed from endangerment and become a candidate species.
What we've determined from this past year is that when we stock bonytail that have been reared in a hatchery, they need to go into these backwater habitats, these wetlands, because if we put them in there, they'll spawn.
Chrissy Wilson is the Native Aquatic Species Program Coordinator for the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources and Utah's representative on the Biology Committee for the Upper Colorado River Recovery Program.
The fish that we now rear in the hatchery all come from 12 parents. And so, given they were so rare in the wild, we didn't know a lot about what they needed as far as habitat.
She says the best way to recover the species is to put them into their appropriate habitat, floodplain backwaters, so they have the ability to spawn and survive. But removing the bony tail from the endangered species list can take a few years. Their habitats are vulnerable to drainage, pollution, and degradation from cattle. 4,400 adult bony tail are needed for the species to be downlisted from endangered, but the current number of wild adults is unknown. The fact that infants are being reared is the first promising sign that the species has the potential to be recovered. Bony tail can grow up to 2 feet long, so if they reach full recovery and are removed from the endangered species list, they can become a sport fish. Having the bony tail as a sport fish will add opportunities for anglers across Utah to catch a native fish, but it all depends on if the bony tail can maintain their habitats, health, and continue to raise their young. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Katie Pikus.